This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by AltaPoint Health, the local business podcast, featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make businesses successful.
Welcome to Businesses in Our Backyard, your local podcast for East Central Alabama. I'm your host, Dave McCurley, and today I have two people with me with an institution that has been here for a long time, Heritage South Credit Union. I have Mr. Kevin Whitman and Ms. Kim Schmidt. How are y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. Thank you for having us.
Yes.
Doing well, Kim?
I am. Doing great.
Listen, we've got a lot of things going on at Heritage South over the last several months and even now into the future. First of all, Kevin, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do at Heritage South.
Well, I am the marketing director at Heritage South. I've been going on 8 years now, graduate of the University of Alabama, Roll Tide. Glad to be working in my hometown. I love working for a place that, you know, has deep roots here and, you know, a real heritage. I mean, we're Heritage South, but we do have a long history, over 85 years here in the community, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Absolutely. We're glad you're here. And Kim, I think you can combat his RT. I can't say those words.
I will. War Eagle, Kevin.
Tell us a little bit about Kim.
So I'm Kim Schmidt, married to Robert. We have two sons, Blake and Andrew. I've been with Heritage South a little over a month this week, and I will be taking Kevin. I'm not taking
your place. Yeah, please don't take mine.
Keith Weldon's place when he retires later this year.
Well, I'm glad to know that there's going to be somebody good in that seat. Now, I pick at him all the time, but I will say this. He's been in the banking industry for a long time. He knows a lot of people, and I know he's been an asset. But I know that they're getting somebody good in Kim here.
Thank you.
First of all, let's talk a little bit about your role, Kevin. What do you like about your job?
I like that it's something different every day. You know, I mean, and I'm a very creative person, so I like that I can wake up, go to a job where I get to be creative. I get to design things, come up with ad campaigns, you know, all of the events that we do in town, you know, kind of put all that together and just work with a great group of people.
Absolutely. And Kim, you're not a stranger to this business as well. You've been there. Tell us things that you may enjoy going to Heritage South. What does it bring a smile to your face with?
Well, I think just being able to serve our customers. I think that's one thing that Heritage South prides themselves in. Their members. I had to get used to saying members. But they pride themselves in serving their members, and that's one thing I get to do every day is go in and try to serve our members.
And Heritage South has been in our community a long time. You said some 85 years.
1937 is when we were established.
Yeah, I remember when it was the old Avondale Credit Union that I used when I used to work with Robert at Avondale. But talk a little bit about how it's expanded. I mean, how many branches do you all have now?
Well, we're up to 5 branches, and we have one in Moody, Chillisburg, 2 here in Sylacauga, and then Alexander City. But we also have branches that only serve Madex in Goodwater and Eclectic. Those branches are only open to the people who work at Madex. But so we do have, you know, the 5 main branches, the 2 small branches, and, you know, we're expanding. We just built a large data center. You might notice going down 280, got the nice crosswalk and all, but that houses all of our back office operations, our collections, our accounting. We have an in-house call center. So if you call Heritage South, you're actually going to talk to one of our employees, and then our IT department is there as well. So
it's a big new data center. They worked on it for a while. I'm glad that you guys are finally in it now, but I need to ask this too. It probably opens up opportunities for people in our community if they want to work at Heritage South. Tell us if somebody has an interest to be a teller or to work in the data center, what's the process? What do they need to do?
Well, we do. You know, we're always looking for great talent, and we like to, you know, hire from within. So a lot of our people do kind of start out in the teller line, so they kind of learn the business and then move up. Like we said, you can go to accounting, you can go to call center. We have IT, you know, so there are a lot of opportunities within Heritage South. But yeah, if you're interested in, you know, working for a great company, local company here, just stop by any branch and get an application or print it off our website.
Yeah, and also I know, Kim, from your boys playing sports and things, Heritage South has always been a partner in all the things in the community. I can remember just a few months ago back at Easter, taking my granddaughter there to meet the Easter Bunny. And those are things that you provide for the community that other businesses really can't afford to do.
That's right. And that's one of the things that really excited me about the opportunity to, you know, work with Heritage South is their commitment to community and the and community service.
And I will tell you this, Kevin, it's also just a heartwarming thing to know that you work for a company. Mm-hmm. I look at somebody like Jamie Payton I went to school with, who started there at a very, you know, a lot low level, but she's now the president and doing well. And what's it like working for her?
Well, I mean, like you said, she's been with the Heritage South for 36 years. Yeah. I mean, to have someone with that type of leadership, you know, she teaches us so much. And she is really, you know, the guiding force at Heritage South. You said, with the community, we really do try to do all that we can in the community. Of course, we want to be the best financial institution that we can be for our members. We have over 16,000 members that we serve.
Wow.
But we do want to be that community partner where people recognize our efforts. And we have just established a Heritage South Credit Union Foundation, which is a 501c3 that supports other local 501c3s and larger projects in the community. So we're so excited to establish that. In the past 3 years, we've raised and donated over $50,000 back into our community. So
that's incredible.
That's something we're really proud of.
Absolutely. And Kim, with you being in the loan department and being a senior loan officer there, I got to tell you, when someone comes in to talk to you, whether it's for a car, whether it's for a home, business, or just they just need money to help get by, it's got to be gratifying to you to know that when they leave that you've helped them.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's like you said, everybody needs a little bit of help with their loan sometimes, and it is that's one of the things we really try to do is help our members.
Absolutely. And we want to talk about maybe some challenges or some things that people need to know when they come in Heritage South that you have to deal with. We'll talk about that here in just a moment. We're also going to talk about their annual car sale coming up here, and I'll be out there as well. And I'm telling you, I've done many, many Heritage South car sales, and you can bet that when you leave there, if you're looking for a vehicle, you're going to have a smile on your face, and we'll we'll do that when we come back in the second half of Businesses in Our Backyard.
What is Radio Alabama? Radio Alabama is a leading communications organization committed to communities, commerce, and public service. Let Radio Alabama's team of professional media experts help deliver your message to your customers, clients, and even potential employees. Visit radioalabama.net/advertise to learn how you can harness the power of the Radio Alabama Media Network to grow your business, achieve greater success, earn more revenue, and drive more traffic through your doors. radioalabama.net/advertise. radioalabama.net/advertise.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now, back to the conversation.
It is Businesses in Our Backyard. I'm David McCurley. Today we are talking with Heritage South Credit Union, Kevin Whitman and Kim Schmidt. And of course, Kevin, I want to ask you, because there are a lot of things that the average public may not know about banking, credit unions, members. First of all, it is very easy for someone to become a member.
Very easy. Yeah, you just have to live, work, or worship in any of the 14 Central Alabama counties. I could probably name them all off my hand, but they're listed on our website. So Central Alabama is our core. But if you live, work, or worship, you can become a member.
And I know you can go to that website, myhscu.com. I've been to it so much that I know it. But I got to ask you, there are regulations and there's rules with the government and things that you just have to follow that the average public may not know about all the time.
We do. You know, people want to know why are interest rates so high. Well, I mean, there are things we have to follow. And just like now, we have our car sale coming up and people are want to know what that special rate's going to be. But we're waiting on the feds tomorrow. By the time this comes out, that rate will be available. But as of right now, I mean, we don't know because we're waiting to kind of see what the feds are going to do. But there are so many challenges that people face. A big one is scams for our senior citizens.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, we have members come in every day and, you know, they're like, these people want money from me. What do we do? So we Through our foundation, we actually have a free play that we have written, and it's starring several local actors here. It's going to be October 21st at the B.B. Comer Memorial Library. It's called All Things Considered. It's a free lunch for the first 100 senior citizens that come to that. But that's just Heritage South. We received a grant to educate seniors on scams that they face, and we chose a creative way to do that. So we hope, you know, people will come out and see that. And like you said, for our car sale too, you know, it's, we try our best to offer the lowest rate possible that we can twice a year to not only our members, but to the whole community, because you can become a member, so that they can get a vehicle at a low rate, lower than they can any other time of the year.
Yeah. And Kim, that will help you.
Yes, it's going to give me lots of practice.
You're going to be busy that weekend. And of course, but when people come to you for loans, they have to understand there are processes that you have to go through. It's not a 5-minute deal, but it's not, I will say this, not going to take all day either. Yeah. I've been to Heritage South before and know, especially through Keith and Anna and all the folks, it's pretty easy to come in and get that for your customers.
Yes, it is pretty. They have a really efficient process, and we try to do things as quickly as we can.
And I'll add to that. I mean, you don't even have to come into the branch.
Right.
I mean, you know, the younger generation might be a little scared to come in and talk about finances. Mm-hmm. You know, I know when I was younger, I was terrified of going into a bank and, you know, talking about these things. And as I've gotten older, I've become a lot more comfortable. But you can do it, the whole process online. You can become a member online, and you can apply for a loan online. So you fill out that application on myhscu.com. Then it's going to go to, like, Kim or one of our other loan officers, and they're going to be right in touch with you.
It's funny you said about being terrified. Mm-hmm. I used to be terrified when going to purchase a vehicle.
Right.
You sit there and you wait. You know, well, what are they going to come back with this payment? This car sale that's coming up is totally different. Somebody can come in and tell you exactly what they want their car payment to be around.
Right.
And you've got about 10 dealers that are out there on that lot, 8 or 10. I can't remember how many there are, but there's a lot. I mean, they have.
We try to fit as many as we possibly can.
I'm telling you, that there's anything from a fuel economy car to a big truck to an SUV to a van, whatever the case may be, sports car. They can feel your needs. You guys can.
Exactly. And even if it's not on property, I mean, they have other vehicles that they can bring in.
Right.
So, you know, if you're looking, like you said, the first time I bought a car, I didn't know what I was doing, and I ended up with a huge interest rate, you know, because I didn't know the process. Second vehicle I purchased on my own was at the car sale, and I tell you, I was like, are we really done? You know, I mean, it was so fast. Working with the dealers and negotiating there was super simple. You know, they pretty much all of them have the price on the windshield. I knew what the rate was going to be. It was such an easy process that, I mean, I know I'll always buy my cars. I wait the last one for the next car sale, you know, and I know a lot of people do that. So,
And I got to ask you, the dates for this car sale?
The 16th through the 18th is the on-site sale, but you can get the rate from the 1st through the 18th.
Right.
So if you have a vehicle in mind that you know that you want, and you're waiting on that rate, you'll be able to buy it October 1st.
Not only buying a car, Kim, but they can also refinance the one they have. If you don't want to get rid of your vehicle and those rates are better than what they have, they can refinance their car.
They can. They can't, as long as it's not at the credit union already.
Right.
So.
Right. And, of course, we talk about the car sale. I've been out there, you know, before and giving things away and playing music, but I can tell you for sure that most everybody that walks in the credit union and gets that key and they go drive, test drive that car down 280 or whatever, when they come back, 90% of them come out of the credit union with a smile on their face and a new vehicle they're driving off in.
And that's the good thing about having so many dealers there. They're all competing amongst themselves to get a sale. You know, so people that are looking for their first vehicle or just another, you know, a gas saver or something, they're going to find you what you need. For the most part, I mean, some people, you know, just will not qualify, and that happens. But we try our best to put everybody that we can into a vehicle during the car sale.
And I'll tell you this about the car sale as well. We're talking about that because it is coming up, and we want everybody to know that, you know, the big car dealerships, and I'm not knocking them, but the smaller ones really enjoy these two car sales coming up because they may sell 5 or 6 cars during the weekend or even more.
Right.
And that helps their business.
Oh, yes. I mean, our local, you know, used car lots here, they love our car sale. Mm-hmm. It's great business for them. You know, I think, you know, a couple of them sold up to 20 vehicles during the car sale, the spring car sale. So it's great for them, it's great for us, and it's great for our members.
And Kim, you're going to get broke in really good, because I know to me, one of the things that impresses me about here to the South when they have their car sale is it's all hands on deck.
Yes.
For those, what is it, 3 days?
3 days in the fall, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's there, even on Saturday. I don't know who the football teams play that day. I'd have to look.
Well, this one's on. It's during the week. Our spring car sale is on Saturday. The fall one we do during the week. So, you know, nobody misses football games.
Right.
I think we did try it one Saturday in the fall, and it didn't work out so well. So,
But you are there. Everybody's there.
We are. But all of our other branches are open too. So if you're looking to just refinance or purchase a vehicle that's not on the lot those days, you can go to Broadway or any of our other branches. But to come see all the vehicles and the dealers, that we have up to 300 vehicles, that will be the 16th through the 18th on site at Heritage South on 280.
And that is a Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I know that because one of those days is my birthday. I'm not going to mention how old I am. But, hey, we really want to – thank you guys for coming in today. Heritage South is it's an institution here to me. They're loved in the community. You do community projects all the time. And, of course, we talk about the car sale. New data center. Go check it out. If you haven't been to their new data center, I'm sure they'd love for you to see it.
We'll take you on a tour. We will.
And, of course, Miss Kim, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.
And, Kevin, good to see you again. And,
of course, we really appreciate it.
Well, no problem. And, of course, you need to check out Heritage South Credit Union. Their car sale coming up Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, October 16th through the 18th. And, of course, we'll be there as well one of those days. I think I'm there on that Friday playing music and having fun. But thank y'all for coming in today.
Thank you.
And, of course, this is Businesses in Our Backyard. Watch this and, of course, listen. And, of course, when you watch it, share it with other people and give us a good rating on that. And, of course, we'll have more on Businesses in Our Backyard.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Alta Point Health. The show is hosted by David McCurley, directed, produced, and edited by Michael Giddens. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.